Could I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
Could I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and this is Attention Please, KPTZ's weekly news magazine. I'm your host this week, Jim Burke. What do Low Wire, the Elderberries, the Brenamigos, Cosmophonics, Jerry Canote, and Bobby Nichols, Abby Katz, Cosmophonics, and the Unexpected Brass Band have in common? Porchfest, a fundraiser for the Olympic Neighbors, an organization that helps adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities find a place in the community. On Sunday, September 4th, from 1 to 5 p.m., this coming Sunday, it's Porch Fest. Four porch stages, a beer garden, raffle, food trucks, silent auction, cornhole tourney, plus more. This is all taking place in the Laurel Shade neighborhood at Hastings Street and Thomas Street. Tickets are available at olympicneighbors.org. And I'm speaking today with Claudia Coppola, who's the executive director of Olympic Neighbors, and Kim Rafferty, a founder of Olympic Neighbors, today about Porch Fest and about the Olympic Neighbors program. This is Jim Burke with KPTZ 91.9 FM, and I'm talking today with Kim Rafferty and Claudia Coppola of Olympic Neighbors, who are sponsoring and running Porch Fest on September 4th. Let's start with you, Claudia. Tell us about Porch Fest.
Porch Fest is a new fundraiser for us. Prior to COVID, we held a really fun summer bash at the Poorhouse, which was a day of music and dancing and drinks and all sorts of fun activities. And we really haven't done any big events for the last 2 years. And we spent a lot of time trying to think of something that we thought would be safe and fun and we could pull off regardless of what was happening with COVID. So It's a block party style day of music, beer, dancing. There'll be a cornhole tournament, silent auction, cash raffle, eight different bands, all sorts of things.
Fantastic. So the houses, the porches that the bands are playing on, I assume, they're separated by a few blocks. What neighborhood are they in?
They are in the Laurel Shade Addition neighborhood, which is off of Hastings and Thomas. It's a dead end neighborhood in there.
Right.
And yeah, it's a little like two main roads.
Yeah.
That have different houses.
It's a little enclave.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty great. It's a really great little neighborhood. And the neighbors, you know, have really turned out and really wanted to support Olympic Neighbors. And they're really excited about hosting the event.
Well, that's great. Who's playing at the Porch Fest?
We've got Low Wire, the Unexpected Brass Band, the Elderberries, Brenamigos, Jerry Canote and Bobby Nichols, Cosmophonics, Sarah Sunrose, Abby Katz, and the PT Village Drummers.
Wow. Well, to quote Monty Python, no one expects the unexpected brass band, but I guess you guys are expecting them at Porchfest on September 4th. Tell me, either one of you, either Kim or Claudia, if you could tell me something about Olympic Neighbors and your mission.
Olympic Neighbors is a local nonprofit whose mission is to create home and community for adults with intellectual and developmental needs. We operate the only adult family home in all of Jefferson County that serves the IDD population. So we provide a place to live. It's a regular house in a regular neighborhood where six adults with IDD can live. They have affordable rent and 24-hour staff that support them to live a good and meaningful life as they define that for themselves.
That's great. And do you do other things in the community for people? I'm sorry. Adults with developmental disabilities.
Yeah, so our primary program is providing residential services, but we, over the years, have hosted different events. Prior to COVID, we did a monthly community event that was free to everyone. Things like dance parties, game nights, barbecues, bocce ball, things where we could bring together people with and without disabilities in a supported environment to get familiar and comfortable with each other. We also hosted, I think it was 20 weeks, a 20-week sex ed course for this population. And a lot of those extra things were put on hold as we were making our way through the pandemic. And we recently started a pickup basketball game that happens every Friday around 3:30 at the basketball courts at the courthouse.
Wow. Well, that's cool. So you use the term IDD. Could you explain to me and our listeners what IDD stands for?
It stands for intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Okay. So you use that term, I've noticed on your website and elsewhere. I just wanted to make sure I had the right words to go with the initials. Thank you. Kim, can you tell us anything more about the Olympic Neighbors? Do you know more about the Hamilton House?
Well, yes, I happen to know some about Hamilton House. There are six guys currently living there, and they range in age from 34 to 60.
Wow.
I think three or four of them have jobs, part-time jobs. Mm-hmm. All of them volunteer at something in the community. A lot of them help out at the food bank. One is a total techno nerd, computer nerd, and loves to work with computers, and he's plugged into different places where he's working on computers with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they we had a visitor, I think it was a grandson of one of the parents who went out to visit all the guys, and he, when he left the house, he said to his grandfather, "That's like a fraternity house." And sometimes it does seem like it is.
Yeah, yeah. And I noticed also on the website that part of what has been driving this desire to create these kinds of living situations for people with IDD is that their parents are growing older and they're concerned about what will happen to their adult children as they age and eventually die.
Yes, that's true. That is the issue. Unfortunately, as Claudia said, we're the only house in Jefferson County that focuses on services for folks with IDD, and we need more. I mean, the population, the IDD population with our community is aging, and so are their parents.
Uh-huh.
And there's no good plan set out by DDA for housing folks.
Okay.
As parents age.
DDA is?
Developmental Disabilities Administration.
Of the state of Washington.
Correct.
Okay. How many, if you could just wave a magic wand, how many houses would you have?
I'd love to see us with, you know, six houses at some point in the future. I know that we have enough people that we could open a second house today if we could afford it and if we could staff it.
Right.
There's, I think, statewide over 14,000 adults with IDD who are living with aging parents who are going to need some sort of support to live in the community.
Right.
And we just don't have the capacity or a plan as a state to address those needs. So we want to grow to meet the needs of our local community, but we're always trying to figure out, how do we do that and stay open? How do we raise enough money? How do we convince the state to pay us more money?
Right. So how many people would you say in Jefferson County that fall under this umbrella?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I should know that number. But it's we have a higher percentage of folks within Jefferson County than what's normal.
Oh,
that
okay.
We have with IDD, and I'm so sorry I don't have
no,
that
that's
number.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I think it's on your website somewhere. I saw it today, and I was like, well, oh, wow. Yeah.
The last data I saw, which is a few years old now, had about 100 adults, so people over 18 with IDD that okay. were in Jefferson County, and then Kitsap Health Department put out some information a few years ago saying that there was 500 individuals of all ages with IDD.
In Kitsap County?
No, in Jefferson County.
Oh, wow.
They did a statewide study. Yeah.
Okay. So. Kitsap County did a statewide study.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, good for them, I guess. Wow. That's incredible. Now I'm sort of flabbergasted, and I don't know what to ask you next. What else do you want to tell me?
Well, we want to tell you that one of the reasons we're doing Porch Fest is it's our main fundraiser, and we have to raise, the state pays for about only 2/3 of the cost of keeping our house open, so we have to raise the other amount of money.
Okay.
And so our right. Porch Fest is our big event mm-hmm. to raise the money that we need to cover
keep
the cost.
Keep that going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. It looks like a fun event. So tell me about the cornhole tourney. Is it rigged? Is it a really slippery board?
It's not rigged. We have a wonderful guy, Matt Mahan, who probably a lot of people in the community know Matt. He's going to be our guy who's running our cornhole tournament. We'll have two sets set up. Mm-hmm. And we have teams who can join up, and all the money goes to Olympic Neighbors. And we will have a trophy for the winners.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, for some reason, I know it's starting to become a legitimate sport now. I've seen it on TV, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And so I looked it up, and there are people, because I follow woodworking sites, there are people who build these boards, and they put like 6 coats of lacquer on them and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I could never get it. It would just slide off into oblivion, but, you know, maybe.
Yeah, that it'll be fun and set up right there by the cornhole tournament. We're going to have a whole kids activity area. We'll have a face painter and rock painting and, you know, markers and bubbles. So there'll be some events there for kids. Kids are welcome. It's a family-friendly mm-hmm. event. Well, it's affordable. It's a family-affordable event.
There we go.
That will be fun on the last day of, like, summer before everyone has to go back to school.
You're right. Oh, my word. Because it's Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Yikes. September 4th, 1 to 5 p.m.
And then you get to see any of the music that you want. When you enter at the gate, you'll get a map with the key on the back that tells you where the music is at what time, so you'll get to plan your day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a beer garden. And right across from the beer garden is the silent auction table where we'll have all sorts of wonderful things that have been donated by folks in the community for people to bid on and take mm-hmm. home. And I think one of the neighbors is setting up a table to sell some books. And at the end of one of the roads is going to be an art tent where Pamela Browning is setting up to sell all of her artwork. And
sweet.
That all goes to Olympic Neighbors,
nice.
All the
nice.
Money she makes. So that's
fundraisers within fundraisers.
Oh, yes.
Food trucks. What kind of food do you have coming in? Do you know?
Claudia? Right now, we've got Chef Wyatt, who will be set up. He does sushi. He's, you know, at the farmer's market
every
here in
week.
Town.
Yep.
And we've got ice cream.
The Viking Fest ice cream from Polsbo.
Whoa.
It's a Icelandic recipe with skyr. I think that's how you say it.
Skyr.
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 Yeah.
Oh, so it's some sort of a fermented milk product like yogurt?
It's kind of a combination between yogurt and cream. So it's really delicious, and they make their own cones right there. So,
yum.
Yeah.
So, and we are looking for another food vendor. We've had a little difficulty, I think, with the Thing Festival coming up and the farmers markets.
Right, because it is on a Saturday.
Sunday.
Oh, it's on a Sunday. Sunday, September 4th.
Yes.
From 1 to 5 p.m. Gosh, why did I... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting you mixed up. There's so many events this time of year. I'm getting you mixed up with yet another event.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, so if there's any local food vendors who want to come work the event, we're not asking them to donate their time or money. They get to keep, you know, all the money they make.
Right.
We just want our guests to have some food options, and everyone...
So maybe Mo Chili Barbecue will get their trailer out, or somebody else. I don't know. That's the only one I know about that I should say that I've been to. But that's a little plug for them. Huh.
Yeah, so if anyone who hears this wants to say, hey, I want to set up my food truck, get a hold of Claudia at
Claudia@OlympicNeighbors.org.
Claudia@OlympicNeighbors.org. You heard it here first, folks. They need one more food truck or trailer to be at Porch Fest on September 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. This is KBTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and you are listening to Attention, Please. What about the music? How did the bands? How did you find the bands? And how did the bands just happen to be at coming to this fest?
So a number of the bands that are playing this year have played our summer bash for us the last four times that we had that event at the Poorhouse, and they, I think, like a lot of people who have been stuck at home not doing much during COVID, I think the bands are just really excited to get out and play for people.
Yeah.
I think we have a really great community that supports us, and so the bands were willing to come play for us, donate their time. And there's a few new bands that people have heard or people have suggested, and we reached out to them, and they were willing to come be a part of this.
Super, super. We love live music here in Port Townsend, obviously. I also saw the there was a vinyl thing happening on a Sunday in June, a fundraiser for you guys at Poorhouse. How did that work out for you guys?
Yeah, that was a great little event. The Poorhouse has been a longtime supporter of Olympic Neighbors. They're not quite ready to host what could be, you know, very large events or commit to them. And so what they felt that they could do was a series of